Please don't stop the music. Welcome back, Wisconsin and beyond. I'm Maggie Dawn. You're listening to The Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. I broadcast from the WAUK. If you've been looking for some Civic Media swag, go to civicmedia.us. Click on the store button in the upper right-hand corner. Go get yourself some AUK swag. AUK, of course, goes out all across southeastern Wisconsin on 540 AM. But you can catch me anywhere in the state by downloading the Civic Media app for free or finding your favorite Civic Media local talk station. My guest this half hour, Jeff Mandel, General Counsel of Law Forward. He's here next to talk about a fairly consequential Wisconsin Supreme Court oral argument that occurred yesterday. The argument regards whether or not the current executive director of the Wisconsin Elections Commission, woman by the name of Megan Wolf, can be allowed to remain in her position. But there's some wrinkles here, and there also happens to be a Wisconsin Supreme Court case back when conservatives held the majority on the court. Jeff, help us understand what's going on here and why it matters.
Sure. It's a really big deal for two reasons, and you touched on them. First, Megan Wolf is a national model and award-winning, highly recognized election administrator. We are lucky to have Ms. Wolf here in Wisconsin leading our elections in a nonpartisan, fair way that makes sure that everyone who is registered and authorized to vote has the opportunity to do so. And this is an effort of the legislature trying to get rid of her based on big lie conspiracies from 2020. There's no truth to any of this. But rather than stand up and denounce those conspiracy theories, the legislature would rather sacrifice Megan Wolf and move on. They were unable to do so. They were foiled in their efforts to do so by the Wisconsin Elections Commission, a bipartisan organization where all six appointed commissioners, including the three Republican appointed commissioners, praised Administrator Wolf's work and said she should be reappointed. But the Senate had already promised that if her nomination was sent back to the Senate, she would be voted down and thrown out of her job. And so three of the commissioners refused to vote. They abstained, said there's no need. Maybe there's not even any mechanism for us to nominate someone right now. And Administrator Wolf has stayed in her job. The Senate and everyone in the legislature admits that that is legal. So what's the dispute? Well, the dispute, as you mentioned, is that 2 years ago, right? You said there was a Supreme Court case. It's so long ago. It was two whole years ago. There was a dispute about an appointee to the Natural Resources Board, which oversees the Department of Natural Resources and our environment here in Wisconsin. This was a Scott Walker appointee who was appointed for a six-year term. And when that term ended, Governor Evers appointed a replacement. And this gentleman, Dr. Prehn, did not want to leave. He decided he was essential. And the fact that the statute said his term was only 6 years didn't matter. So Attorney General Call filed a lawsuit to have Dr. Prehn removed and let the new appointee sit. And the legislature resisted that lawsuit. They defended it. They said, no, no, no. Only if Dr. Prehn chooses to resign, or only if we, the Senate, choose to confirm the new appointee, does Dr. Prehn's term end. Otherwise, he can hold over indefinitely. And so basically, that's what's happening here. There's not a new nominee. Megan Wolf is holding over. The Senate admits that that's lawful, and yet they want the Supreme Court to come in and somehow force Megan Wolf out. And at yesterday's hearing, Justice Karofsky said, this is an example of be careful what you wish for. Right. She was speaking to the legislature's lawyer, and she said, your clients came here. They defended what Dr. Prehn did, even though it was profoundly anti-democratic. They defended it and they won. And that's the law in Wisconsin now. And now you're upset and you want to be able to keep that, but you somehow now want to be able to get rid of this other appointee you don't like. And that's not the way it works. And I don't expect that that's going to prevail at the Wisconsin Supreme Court.
I'll be interesting to see exactly how the decision is crafted, Jeff. And if we can, because all of you folks out there, you know, I like a little wonk. Because one of the key factual distinctions in this case, which may allow the majority, however constituted, to dig into the substance here a bit and try to correct the irrational reasoning of the court under the Preen decision, is that indeed Megan Wolf was not formally appointed because the Election Commission effectively deadlocked, right? Unlike the appointment made by Governor Evers to the Natural Resources Board. Do I have that correct as a small but potentially significant factual distinction between the two cases?
You do. For most executive positions in the state of Wisconsin, the governor gets to nominate people and the Senate gets to confirm them. This here is a little bit of an anomaly. The Elections Commission gets to make this nomination, and they have not made one. As you say, three members of the Elections Commission, they abstained. It's not that they voted against reappointing Megan Wolf. What they actually said is, if you look carefully at the statute, it says we're only supposed to act if there's a vacancy. And there isn't a vacancy because Administrator Wolf is holding over under the Prane case. There's no vacancy. So what those three members of the commission said is, we actually can't even vote to appoint someone right now. And that's where we stand. I think it is a big distinction. I would also note that the legislature, while yelling and screaming in court yesterday that this is a violation of the separation of powers and Administrator Wolf is holding everyone hostage, or members of the Elections Commission are holding everyone hostage, the legislature could just change the statute about how someone is appointed or what the conditions under which they are appointed are, and they've made no effort to do so. It's really just a lot of blather and nonsense to cover for their own hypocrisy.
Sound and fury signifying nothing. Jeff, very briefly, what do you think the outcome of the case will be?
I think that Administrator Wolf is going to be able to stay in her position and hold over.
I agree 100%. Megan Wolf is going nowhere, and that's for the betterment of our election system and each and every one of you, the voters in Wisconsin. It matters, and she is an extraordinary professional. We all owe her our thanks. My thanks to you, Jeff Mandel, General Counsel of Law Forward. We'll hear from you again soon, because I'm sure there'll be more happening in short order. I'm going to come back, share some personal reflections on how things have changed over the last month or so based on my own experiences. You're not going to want to miss this. I'm Maggie Dawn. You're listening to the Civic Media Radio Network. Keep it locked. Please don't stop the music.